name is Girish Bali, the host for Back to Basics. Another Back to Basics for another week. Today we are live on all four platforms today, and thank you again for all joining. And if you have any questions about today's topic, and today's topic is all about podcasting. I thought we were on a podcast and you want to know more about podcasting. That doesn't make sense. It's an oxymoron topic situation. But we want to understand the science of podcasting. Is podcasting more on the video side? More on the audio side? Is this a new future that we're looking at? Has it been there for years? What is the future looking like? Those are the vocabularies and those are the words we'll be using today on this show. And this person, I admire her of what she does and what she does not do. But I know what she does. She's very exciting, and I'm so psyched for her being on my show on Back to Basics, that is. Holly, thank you for coming on Back to Basics. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me here, Girish. This is great. Yeah,
absolutely. So before we start the details about the podcasting world and what you do and what you don't do, what does Back to Basics mean to you?
I think Back to Basics is taking stock of the person in front of you and just listening to that person and being present. And it's okay if that person in front of you is yourself looking in the mirror. I think that getting back to basics is taking stock of the noise around you when you're not listening to the voice in your head that needs you or the person in front of you that's talking to you. So that's what back to basics is for me.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Thank you again, Holly, for coming on the show and supporting my show and what I stand for. And thank you again for that. You know, before we talk more detail about all the stuff that we're going to talk about, what is podcasting? I mean, podcasting is more audio or video, or is it kind of both?
Oh, that's a good question, because there's a lot of differing opinions on that one. I have to admit that I am a purist, and I really love the nuance of voice. And I feel that a podcast that you can listen to, maybe this gets you back to basics, where you're not taken by the screen or locked in your chair in front of a YouTube channel, that you are able to, you know, walk about the cabin freely,
right?
Whether
right.
it's taking the dog for a walk and listening to something. I really love content like that. I really love to go for long walks and listen. I feel as though I absorb the lessons better. So I would say I'm a purist in that respect. I am starting to, of course, gather up the video content, because unlike myself, the platforms that have way more horsepower than Holly Shannon are all optimizing for video. And so if you're going to share your podcast on Instagram, Facebook, you know, any of them, Twitter, YouTube, they're all starting to optimize for video. So I'm afraid it is inescapable.
Yeah, for sure. I think the title of the show today is called Culture of Podcasting. I think this is a new culture that we're getting into, aren't we?
That's a great way to put it.
So my thought process is, let me ask you this question, because I get this asked all the time from baby boomers and Gen Xs, right? And they say, what is podcast? You think the safest word I should use is internet radio, which is on demand with all titles and whatever you want to listen to? Do you think that's the right definition? What do you think?
I like that. I do like that. I tend to tell people that it's digital real estate. I believe that if you could share your voice with the world, you own that, and you are accessible to a lot of different people that need to hear your voice and ideas. So I might say, along with yours, because yours is not wrong, I would probably also say it's digital real estate.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you again. I mean, with the variety of topics that I have on my show, I've never thought of the word called real estate, right? And because there's different opinions and topics that I cover. So thank you again for explaining that. So I don't think I was that far away from thinking that it's a internet radio with bunch of on-demand titles that you want to choose to. Mm-hmm. You know, Holly, let me ask you this. How did you start being a podcaster? I mean, is that how you started, or did you start more on the radio side of things, or how did your journey start?
Completely by accident.
Yeah.
I actually was working as the EVP of content for a SaaS platform, and we decided to launch a podcast because it's a great pull marketing tool. Having a podcast and having it attached to your website is really, really great for bringing warm leads to the table. So, you know, makes your sales force more agile. But maybe that's not even your goal. Maybe you just want to, not be your industry's best kept secret, and you want to be seen and heard as the thought leader that you are. So, I got into it really by accident because I was creating a tool for a website for a branded podcast for a business. And, I was set up to be like not just the person who created it, but the host as well. And I really liked it. Because like I said before, I really love voice. I love the nuance, and I love listening to people speak and their ideas and then going deep on it. So it sort of fit me without me realizing it. And I will tell you, Garish, that I was a huge proponent of podcasts because I listened to them all the time. Like I had a bunch that I listened to, and I would share like episodes with my friends and family, even if they didn't ask me. I'd be like, you need to hear this one.
I totally agree with that. You know, I want to make sure that people understand when I say voice and when Holly actually says voice, it doesn't mean that you have a radio voice and you have a podcast voice. I just want to make sure everyone understands that. Everyone has a voice. Everyone has something that they want to say. I think that's what we're trying to say. We don't want you to think that you need to have a radio voice or a podcast voice to throw out all that topics that we're thinking of and the design that we're doing on the show. So I want everyone to understand that. So thank you again, Holly, for explaining that, because I want people to understand that, you know, voice is not always, you know, like the way we talk or the way you talk and how we portray of ourselves and design the show. So thank you again for that. You know, if people, they want to start podcasting or a radio show, right? Let's say podcasting, because that's what we're talking about, right? But how would they start? I mean, what is your first step? And I think that's what you do. You help people start a whole journey. And I think I do that too, myself too. But how do you do it?
I like to dial in on what their idea is. What is the podcast idea centered around? Because as you know, Garish, it is work to put together a highly polished, special little show that really is your signature, right? So you kind of want to get it right. And there's a term out there called pod fade. And what that means is that, you know, somebody has great intentions when they start, and after, you know, a handful of episodes, they realize the effort and time that they need to put in. And so they give up on their little baby, if you will. Yeah. And so it goes into pod fade. So what I usually like to share with people is make sure that you are insanely curious about the topic that you want to talk about, extremely passionate about it, because you don't want that to happen. Like, you really do want to allow the podcast to allow you to grow and learn more from interviewing people or moderating and research, and you want it to be something that is part of your personal growth mindset as well, and you don't want it to fade. So to give you an example, you know, I had somebody come to me once and they said, I'm really good at sales. I've been doing it for 15 years. And all day long, I talk with my sales reps and I coach them and I guide them. And I think that I could do a really good podcast on there because it's my wheelhouse. It's the business that I'm in. And then I said to him, what's your second idea? And she said, she started talking about working with like talking to women that are older and, you know, trying to navigate how to reinvent themselves in life. And I will tell you that when we were speaking, the octave level of excitement and the speed at which she was talking, when she was talking about helping women out to like reinvent themselves, was like up here, and sales was almost like almost monotone, like she was at work. And I said to her, I'm like, you know, you can talk about what you talk about at work, but now that means like instead of it being 9 to 5, it's 24/7, 365. Like you're never going to stop talking about it. And maybe you can be more helpful to people who want to reinvent themselves. And that's where your heart and your passion and your curiosity is, right? So I realize this is the long story long, but what I'm trying to say is that it's really critical that whatever your idea is, whatever you want to speak about, you are either very curious, you don't have to be an expert, just insanely curious, or really passionate about it. And maybe do know a lot about it.
Sorry. Yeah. So Holly, thank you again. You know, there are a lot of podcasters that I have listened to, because when it comes to podcast listening, before I became a podcaster, I was a total freak of listening to everything that I can think of, right? All the way down from financing to motivational to cooking, even for that matter. Okay. But what I've noticed is people, they do stuff and then they fade away. When I say fade away, meaning that they're gone, which means that they have no motivation to move forward. Because I think what I have observed in this 1 year that I have done, people are focused more on numbers. People are more focused on how many subscribers or downloads you're going to get and all that fun stuff, right? Do you think your drive are numbers or your drive is you?
Honestly, going back to what I said before, like I'm insanely curious. And I think what you need to do is just stay in your zone that way. And I think whatever you create, give yourself permission to not look at it as something that's black and white. Like, okay, I created this podcast and now it's forever like this and I'm stuck because now I'm kind of tired of it. I went through that where my show actually was born of the idea of company culture from the C-suite. And I began having conversations at the start of COVID with the C-suite about how they're managing their culture during a pandemic. It was only supposed to be like a 5-series episode, but here we are still with the pandemic in place. So my show kind of morphed overnight, even before it began. And as I was going through it, I realized that because the landscape changed and everybody was work from home, that I needed to address the emerging leadership that was also shaping company culture. You know, it used to always be top down, you know, the saying culture eats strategy for breakfast.
Right.
It was always the C-suite and it trickled down and everybody behaved accordingly. But now that everybody was in their kitchen with the kids running behind them, you couldn't tell the difference between the CEO in some cases and like maybe the sales director or maybe the marketing intern, like only because they were all dealing with the same thing. So culture shifted a lot. And so I had to shift my show. And then I did it again. where I realized that because of all the furloughs and the great resignation, that a huge gig economy had emerged. And because I'm an entrepreneur three times over, I really felt well suited to sort of dive into that a little bit. And now what maybe might be a smaller series, but may grow, is looking at that gig economy, that creator economy that is now getting into Web3 and all those emerging technologies like NFTs and cryptocurrency and wallets and that kind of stuff. So I guess what I'm trying to say here is that it's okay for you to grow with your show and to change it with the seasons and your interests, as long as you're kind of keeping a thread and you're, the community that you've gathered can understand why you're shifting, because they might find it interesting, the shifts as well, because maybe they're seeing that out in the universe or in business or at home. So, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you again, Holly, for explaining all that, because people, they ask me, how the hell do you get time to do every day when I release my episodes every day? And where do you get that motivation? And I'm like, I really don't know. I really enjoy doing this. And I think you should just enjoy whatever you're doing and just flourish out after that, you know? Mm-hmm. So thank you. Thank you again, Holly, for explaining all that, you know? The book that you have, which is Zero to Podcast. And I think we've talked about, you know, the zeros and the podcasting. And I, you know, I was a zero when I started this in December 2020. And I said to myself that if people, they like what they hear as a teaser, as they call it, or a sampler, whatever, and otherwise I'll sink or I'll swim. People liked it and people responded well. And I said, okay, well, I'm swimming. And a year later, I'm still swimming, it seems like. So I don't know what the drive is, but what is this book about? And where was that trigger for you, Asha?
So I wrote Zero to Podcast because, as I said earlier, I am very curious. And I think at some point I also felt like I could start several of my own podcasts. Not that I have the time to do several, but I have a lot of ideas. And when I launched the podcast at the beginning, I did it in 3 weeks. And I went to YouTube University and Google University and I figured it out. There wasn't a lot out there on the market in terms of books that really spoke to me, because a lot of the books out there were written by people who were like professionals that went to school for like audio engineering. And I had zero experience on the technical side of launching a podcast at that point. I had zero experience in interviewing. I had zero experience in understanding what tech to use and how to use it. So for me, I kind of felt like, okay, well, I launched this and I might launch another. So I wrote myself a handbook. I went back to all my notes because I take a lot of notes. And I wrote myself a how-to guide. And when I was done, I realized like other people could really use it. I needed to share it with the world. Sure. Because it was written from the place of, I've never done this before. Where do I begin? And by the time you get to page 60, you have a fully realized podcast. So I felt like my voice was very step-by-step to get people to where they want to be. And because I had no background in it, there were no parts that were intuitive that I didn't share. So what I mean by that is, if you're, say, and there's nothing wrong with this, but if you're like an audio engineer who went to school for it, by the time you go to write about it, you probably are so seasoned that it's possible that you skip over things that a beginner would not understand. And I hear it all the time in social audio rooms where people talk just a level above because they already understand all the vernacular and all of the details. So the book was born of having zero experience, and Zero to Podcast means when you're done, you will have a podcast.
So thank you again, Holly. You know, I want to bring this out and I want to ask you this question. You know, like back in the days when we actually had radios, Okay. Mm-hmm. And they used to tell stories and, you know, my water is splatting or I, you know, ring some bells to tell a story. Right. Do you think now we're coming to a point that we're telling a story versus through our medium? What are your thoughts on that?
I'm not sure I understand that question. I'm sorry. Can you?
So every topic that we talk about, every episode that we come up with, do you think that we tell a story through our voice by talking to you, like you and I are talking?
Yeah, but I also think it's not just talking, it's the listening part and really feeling out where the story is hiding or what elements might be interesting to people. It's probably why, like even for me, for my podcast, I may have like a few questions, like maybe, I don't know, three questions that I took from sort of scraping that person's information across all of their social media or you know, what their bio and that type of thing. But I allow for the conversation to evolve like you are and just seeing where I'm curious about something that they said that wasn't on my notepad in front of me or my iPad, whatever. Like that, I think it's just being open to where the conversation takes you. And that's probably where the juicy story is.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Thank you again, Holly, for explaining that. Before we let you go, I have one last question, if you don't mind. So the way we're going in the podcast world, the culture that we're going in the podcast world, and there's a lot of buzzword called podcast 2.0. What are your thoughts on the 2.0 version? I mean, how is it? It's going to be a lot of difference for us because we are content creators, right? But how is it different for a consumer point of view?
So I think you need to consume content in the manner that really speaks to you. As I said earlier, you know, I have always enjoyed it in my ears versus watching a podcast. But I'm not necessarily, you know, the larger portion of people there. Like, you know, there could be people who just like prefer to like pop on a YouTube channel and watch and listen to a podcast while they prep dinner. 2.0 to me is more a marriage of classical podcasting, which is what I just spoke about, maybe some social audio and video if that's your wheelhouse and you're comfortable with it. I think 2.0 needs to be probably a balance of all of those things because just for exactly that reason that everybody consumes content differently and you don't want to miss sharing your vision and your story and your voice with people because you're adamant, like I refuse to do video, but you know, all the platforms are optimizing for it. So, you know, you can't completely escape that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it seems like I guess we're getting into the metaverse, concept. And I think audio and visual is going to be a big thing if it is only audio, right? And audio is one thing, but video is not for a lot of different people, as you mentioned earlier.
It's a tough one, but I think I think the metaverse is going to be really interesting because it's going to be more spaces that people access using, you know, like an Oculus, for example, or their computer, and they're going to be watching things. Probably. So, you know, I guess having like a YouTube screen in the middle of your metaverse studio or living room. The flip side of it is it could be playing in the background and watching the people interact with each other or the avatars interact with each other might be another way that it would just be pure audio again. So, who knows? The metaverse is an interesting thing, and that's why my podcast is talking about it because I think it's extremely relevant right now.
Yes, yes, yes. I've actually talked a lot about AR and VR in the healthcare, and then now slowly we're getting into the entertainment side of things, and we've talked about the fashion designs also. So that'll be coming up too. So I know exactly what you're talking about, and I'm glad that you and I are pretty much on the same wavelength when it comes to the metaverse and how we're thinking in the future. So thank you again, Holly.
It's a whole market there, right?
It is a huge market. We're not even saying a whole market. It's a huge market, right? So it's amazing how we're evolving from, you know, back in the days in the basic way, which is a radio, and now podcast world. It's very different, very different ballgame. So yeah, thank you again, Holly, for explaining that. You know, before you leave today, I wanted to ask you, how is your journey on Back to Basics? And do you have any last words for all my Back to Basic listeners and my viewers today?
Oh, well, I would say that this is really great. And Garish is awesome. And he is somebody who really cares about his work. And I get his newsletters, and he has all of the different people on there that he's interviewed. So he introduces you to content that's special to him and that he's put a lot of work into. So I would say, go listen to Back to Basics. And thank you, Garish, for giving me this platform, because I see I'm in good company. So thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you again for those kind words. I mean, the newsletter I started recently, and so far I'm getting great responses, as you have mentioned. So thank you again for supporting me on that small podcast that I have here.
Not so small.
Thank you. Thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you again.
Thank you, Garish. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you, Holly. So guys, we spoke with Holly today, and we talked about the basics of podcasting, the culture of podcasting, not the basics of it. But the basic of stuff that we talked about is what we are used to and what we're getting into to the future. And we looked at the future a little. We talked about the metaverse. We talked about the 2.0 and how is it different? How is it not different? That's you to decide. And that's what me and Holly were just discussing. We don't say that it's a big change, but that's your decision to make. How about that? So as usual, as always, there is a quote of the day from Back to Basics. And hopefully Holly will like this quote from Back to Basics. And that's what we usually do here. Social media is the ultimate equalizer. Oh my God, I can't even say it. It gives a voice and platform to everyone willing to engage. Now, equalizer, by the way. You know, it's been a long day. It's one of those long live things that we do, and I'm pretty sure I'll get to it by end of the day today. But as usual, as always, what do I always say at the end of the episode? Everything in life goes back to basics, and that's what we did today, guys. Guys, take care. God bless. Keep on subscribing to all the platforms that I have and all the episodes that I do. And yes, I release every day. So please help me out with all the ratings and reviews, because I try really hard to give all the information as I can with all the listeners and supporters and the lovers that I got from all of you guys. Now, as usual, as always, there are three things in every episode, including this one, makes a hit for me, which is the content, the guest, and definitely the host. Guys, take care. God bless. And I will see you next time on Back to Basics.
Next week's episode on Back to Basics.
Unfortunately, I could not work either in the theater society of our college, which is known as Players, and are making a Players. There are a lot of alumni who are doing wonderfully well in direction, acting, script writing also in Hindi film industry. But I could not work in Players during my college time. I was just heavily into debating. But when I went into my law and I sat for multiple examinations, could not get through, I got a little opportunity of playing a character in a film. And that's where I realized that this is something I wanted to do.